We're doing Rav Chala. Yaakov Avinu says about Yisachar, Vayal Menucha Kitov et Aretz Kinaima, Vayet Shichmon Isbol, Vayile Masoved. When Yisachar sees that rest is good, and the pleasantness of the land is good, so he makes a Kal Vachomer. He says, if rest and pleasantness are not the goal of life, and yet they're good, so then if I work for something that's really of value, so certainly it's good. And that's why he says, I see there are pleasant things in this world that really are of no value, to have a pleasant life, to enjoy life, that's not a goal, and yet it's a good thing. So then, certainly, if I work for things that are of value, that's a good thing. So, what you see here is the idea that Yisachar is so connected to, that to work hard at something, to accomplish something, that's something good. And that's a real goal. That's the idea of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, that you're better off spending an hour in this world of doing tshuva and good deeds than the whole world to come. Meaning, working for a real goal is something good. It's hard. It takes something out of us. Here, that's what Yisachar is teaching me. Vayal menucha kitov. He saw that resting is a good thing. Et aretz kinaima. Working the land is a pleasant thing. Vayet shichmol isbol. He said, so then I'm going to work hard at things more valuable. If such basic human pleasures exist, then for sure, if I work for a greater human pleasure, if I work for something of greater value, that's worth it. And so they invested in that. And so that connects us to the concept of the value and the pleasure in doing worthwhile things. That's what Yisachar was saying. To invest your life in things of true value, even if it involves hard work, is very, very worthwhile. And this really brings us to a concept in educating our children. This is something I wish I could say to your wives. When you invest in having guests, when you invest in doing kindness, when you invest in making a meal for a neighbor, when you invest in learning Torah, so the question is, can you show that pleasantness to your family members? Can you share with them how happy you are and how great it is to be doing that? Because what we find now is that there are many people who have invested their whole lives in things of value, and their children say no way. This is true about Torah. This is true about raising a big family. Sometimes you can have families where the parents kill themselves to bring up a big family. And the kids grow up and say, no way I'm doing that. And that's a big thing that's happening today. There are many people who grew up in big families that swear they will not do that to their kids, they will have smaller families. And the question here is, where did the parents go wrong? You ask the parents and they say, we don't regret it. It's one of the most wonderful things. And I wonder if the point was, did they share the pleasantness of the accomplishment with their kids?
So in going to shul.
Yeah, same as going to shul, right.
What does that mean to share the pleasantness with their kids about raising a big family?
Do you tell the kids, you know how hard it is? I finish feeding one, the next one walks in. I finish cleaning up, the next sibling wakes up and gets the floor dirty. I finish cleaning, I need to clean more dishes, more people ate. I finish doing the laundry, there's already a new load. If the children repeatedly hear how hard it is for you as a parent, even though that's not your intention, well, then that's what they hear. And eventually they look at it and say, why would I do that to myself? But if the children hear, look at how great it is, you guys have fun together, and we have nonstop action in this house. I have a friend whose parents are not very religious. And we grew up together. They grew up in a big family. They were the big family in class. I don't remember if they had 8 kids or 10 kids, but it was so much fun. Their house was always fun. Always fun. Like, their parents were fun people. There was no bedtime in that house. It was a fun house. I think every one of those kids grew up feeling like they want a big family because it was fun to be a part of a big family. The idea of sharing the pleasantness of a mitzvah is very important for ourselves and for the education of our families. Not just the accomplishment, we're doing something. The pleasantness of what we're doing.